A la 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 long. A la la longest story for the longest prize.
The longest prize ever given away on radio.
We think.
That's all right.
Probably.
That's all good. 52 inches of sub. No, foot
52
long.
52 feet.
Sorry, that's not very long, isn't it? 52 inches. 52 feet of subs. It is a foot-long sub a week for an entire year. You just have to get through your story as long as possible. Now, we're not going to reveal the time from yesterday or the times
for the rest
of the week.
We'll keep it a secret.
But if you heard the time yesterday, you kind of know what you need to be.
You know the ballpark is.
Riley from Orange on the air with us right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Riley. So the aim of the game, like everyone's got that great go-to story. Your job is to keep us listening for as long as possible. So it's a combination of great storytelling, but not faffing around the details so much that we get bored and buzz you out.
Yep.
This is the buzzer you're going to hear. When one of us gives the hands up signal to each other, you will be buzzed out after that.
Are we doing this signal today?
Yep. I like that signal. That
okay,
works.
Okay, cool. Great.
Two guns in the air. Producer Maddie, are you timing this from the first word? You just give us a thumbs up when you're ready. He's just chatting out there in the newsroom.
Having a laugh. Having a yarn,
there
talking
goes,
about what
go.
You've got up. Like I'm coming on the weekend or something.
Take it away with your story this morning.
Okay, so when I was about 14, I went on a trip to Fiji with my mum and my best friend. And so we had 10 days of luxury. And on our trip home, we got onto the plane. And about 20 minutes into the flight, the pilot comes on and says, "Hey guys, we've got a cracked windshield. So we'll be turning around. It's a faulty plane." So, of course, everyone freaks out. Everyone's panicking. And then I learned that when they take off after 20 minutes and have to go back, the plane's too heavy, so they had to circle around the ocean and dump all the fuel in the ocean before we could land again.
Worst nightmare.
Then we get back down to the airport and give Australians 10 days in luxury, and they turn into spoiled brats. So you've got people who are complaining that they were going to put us in a 4-star hotel instead of a 5-star hotel. So we couldn't get back into Australia that night because it was past curfew. Anyways, we're going back to this hotel and Mum sees a Fijian man and says, you know, really sorry for the behaviour of all these guys. So she ends up going back to the hotel and gets plastered with this guy and his entourage. It turns out he's the ousted Prime Minister from the recent military coup. And what he didn't realise when he told her that was that she was a political journalist, worked at the press gallery.
What?
Meant to tell her.
Yeah.
So his presence in Fiji was not, it was pretty hush-hush. So then, next morning, we go back to the hotel and it's an absolute dog's breakfast. Nobody knows what's going on. There's no organisation at all. So we check in, give them our luggage, takes a while to get plane tickets. When we finally do,
there's the timer there.
Seriously?
There's a lot there.
Riley,
a lot there.
You gave us the wrong headline. that was clickbait. Like, that was the most misleading headline because that story is not about the plane and the cracked windshield. It's about your mum.
I know.
Having a good old night with someone who was not meant to be in a country that he was in.
Yep.
And is there much more to that story, or were you starting to drag it out there?
No, there's a few more things, but it was getting close to the end.
More things. All right, here's what we're going to do. When we go to the ad break, we're going to record the end of that story with you, and we're going to get it onto our podcast. So get the Gaundy and Maz podcast.
Yep, great. Go and listen to the rest of the story on the potty.
In the
great
next
plan.
10 minutes. We're going to get the rest of that story from you. If anyone else wants to hear it, jump onto our podcast and get that. I'm fascinated.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right, this is the exclusive part for the podcast for people that want to hear the end of this story. You didn't get a chance to hear it on air, but you're hearing it here right now with Riley from Orange. So what happens next, Riley?
Well, they give us 3 plane tickets, but they've put me and Mum on one and my 14-year-old friend on another. She's got a different surname. So Mum flips out because she's in charge of 2 minors and can't abandon one. So she manages to swap plane tickets with Amanda. So Amanda and I get on one, Mum gets on the other.
What?
Then it turns out Amanda is up in first class and I'm all the way back at the very end of the plane.
Great.
In pleb economy.
Amazing.
Amanda's loving life.
And she is. And I kept getting in trouble from the stewardesses because I kept trying to go visit her.
Allowed.
No, you're not allowed. So we finally get to Sydney. That's all good. And then I got a phone call from Mum, and it turns out her plane went to Brisbane. But we have all her luggage on our plane.
So many layers to this story. So, what did you do?
Well, she had to just beg a flight back to Sydney, basically. I think she got there the same day.
But you're 14.
She just had nothing.
You're 14 years old.
Just hanging
out. Yeah, and my mum had to explain to Amanda's parents, hey, sorry, but I've abandoned them in Fiji and I've got on a plane to a different city.
Are you still friends with Amanda to this day?
No, not anymore, unfortunately. We parted sort of ways after high school. But it made her for a really good project at school.
Her parents were probably like, you're never seeing that Riley girl ever again.
Totally, absolutely. And also, I'd love to hear Amanda's version of this story.
I would too, actually.
Is there any way we could track her down, do you think, or is she long gone?
I think she's long gone, yeah, different city.
Well, you've always got those beautiful memories, don't you? Of her sitting in first class and you at the back.
There's a movie in that story. Like, that is so wild.
When you were telling me, I was actually thinking, this sounds like a movie. It sounds like a
story. They're the stories that we want, are the ones that sound almost too good to be true. You nailed it, Riley.
One after the other.
Well, good luck. We might be chatting to you Friday for the world's longest prize, the year's supply of Subway subs.
Thanks, guys.